from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The process begins to strip Catalonia of its autonomy. Spain's government set plans in motion Thursday to strip Catalonia of its autonomy after the region's leader vowed to continue a vote on independence. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's office said it planned a special cabinet meeting for Saturday to trigger Article 155 of Spain's constitution, which gives the government the power to take away some or all of its autonomy. Hours earlier, Catalonia's leader, Carles Puigdemont, said the Catalan parliament will go forward with a vote on independence if the Spanish government does not engage in dialogue and follow through on its threat to strip the region of its autonomy. Albano Dante Fachin, the secretary general of Podemos Catalonia political party, he says what should happen is what the majority of citizens are waiting for, a photo of the two opposing sides sitting around a table trying to solve it. This is what a majority of people want. This is what the majority of the international community wants. The international community must be looking on with some confusion on all this. Mr. Rajoy and Mr. Puigdemont, enough of letters, sit at a table, talk and solve it. This is what the people in Catalonia and the rest of the state want. Rajoy had given Puigdemont a Thursday morning deadline to clarify whether he had in fact already declared independence following a referendum earlier this month. Pakistan's Tehrik-i-Taliban on Wednesday confirmed the death of Umar Mansour, one of the group's top leaders, and who allegedly was responsible for carrying out several deadly attacks in Pakistan. Mansour was reportedly the mastermind behind the 2014 massacre at an army public school, which claimed the lives of more than 140 people. This is